Good morning. I believe in this room, including me, a lot of children all see the relationship between the synthetic fertilizer with the soil mineralizing nitrogen. These are two major nitrogen sources from the crop uptake in our agricultural production systems. So understand the relation or interaction between them will help better manage the soil nitrogen fertility. And as we know, we put the fertilizer go to the field. Ideally, we want the most fertilizer go to the plant uptake. But unfortunately, research is saying over 40% of fertilizer will eventually go back to environment through certain ways like denitrification, leaching, runoff. There's a lot of research effort already working on those pathways. But me, as a field production guy, I'm more focused on the plant uptake. Plant uptake nitrogen not only come from fertilizer, but also from soil nitrogen mineralization. How they interact from this big picture, as we can see, not only have directly agronomy benefit, but also have indirect environmental benefit. So, what's the recent research related to this topic? I summarized all the topics on this research, and most of the previous research was based on laboratory incubation method. As you know, for the laboratory incubation method, they had some drawbacks. The first one is incubation condition. The temperature and the moisture are artificial control, which cannot necessarily reflect the real field situation. And the other thing is about the structure of the soil structure. When we prepare the soil sample for the incubation, we destroy the soil structures, which cannot keep intact like the field situation. The third thing, most of the study on this topic is take a soil sample from different historical nitrogen plot instead of they treat the different nitrogen rate into the same soil sample from the same soil plot. Why matters? Because if you take a soil sample from different historical nitrogen management, the result you get is the historical nitrogen management on the nitrogen mineralization. It couldn't answer how synthetic nitrogen affect the soil mineralization in one sample. That's the reason for our field guide. We more focus on real agricultural production system. We wanted to use in situ method. We wanted to keep soil structure intact. The most importantly, we want to directly treat our different synthetic nitrogen rate. Therefore, our objective is to show the effect of our synthetic nitrogen application on in situ net soil nitrogen mineralization in different agricultural production systems. Because there is limited information available on this topic, especially in the field incubation. So we don't have specific hypothesis for that. Now, let's move on to the incubation method. In our study, we use resin core method. The core can be metal, can be PV tube. In our case, it's aluminum tube. Now, let me show you the cutaway of our tube. In our case, we use the tube is 5 cm diameter. The depth is 25 cm. The top is open. We wanted to accept the rainfall to moisture change in the field situation. On the bottom, we have resin bag. For the resin bag, they contain extrainable K-ion and A-ion, which can capture the nitrate and the ammonia leaching from the soil column. So our parameter, net soil mineralization, will equal to the final soil inorganic nitrogen plus the inorganic nitrogen captured by the resin bag, and subtract the initial soil inorganic nitrogen and add the fertilizer nitrogen. Now, I want to talk about how we install these tubes in the field and treat the different nitrogen application. The first, we definitely want to use hydraulic power to take the tube, and then on the bottom, put the resin, and go back to the original hole. This is what final looks like. And for treatment nitrogen application, we use the pipette. For the pipette, we can precisely treat the treatment nitrogen rate by controlling the concentration of our nitrogen solution. By the way, our nitrogen is used ammonium nitrate in our case. And we want to choose a different agricultural production system. The first one we choose is no-till corn study. This study is an old study established from 1970. And we choose three histological nitrogen management. 084, 336 kilograms nitrogen per hectare. Why we choose this? Because they have dramatic difference in terms of soil organic matter due to long-term application. And as you can see, the field design is randomized complete plot design. And we conducted the institute study in 2013 in corn study. For the treatment nitrogen in the field, we also have 384, 336. Now, go to the second study side, tobacco notation. Here, tobacco notation, we have six location and the pinnage systems. I don't bother you to introduce one by one. And we, in this tobacco study, we don't have historical nitrogen management difference, but we do introduce the three treatment nitrogen, 0, 140, and 280 in incubation tube. And in order, we want to know whether the season have effects. In this study, we particularly, we've done 2 years, 2012 and 2013. Now, I wanted to show you the result one from the no-till corn study. This is ANOVA table here, and the main purpose I show this table here is I want to show you the historical nitrogen rate, it's our nitrogen application rate, and our treatment nitrogen rate, and the sampling day have significant effect our result, soil net mineralization. And the important thing is they have two-way interaction, three-way interaction is significant. Let me show you the data now. This data is come from HM historical nitrogen as kilogram nitrogen per hectare. As you can see, the Y here is our parameter, net soil nitrogen mineralization. On the X-axis is sampling day. We have three sampling days after we install the tube. 1 month later, 2 months later, and the final is on our harvest day. So we take the tube, we know. And three treatment nitrogen, the blue line is 0, red line is 84. The green one is 336. Look at here. As we can see, the result, the 0 and the 84, not much difference during the growing season. But when we increase, the fertilizer go to 336, partly increase the net soil mineralization. So the conclusion from here, we make conclusion from that is adding enlarged height can partly promote the net soil mineralization rate. But we wanted to see the complete data because we want to know the interaction. Again, go to our complete data. We have 084. 336, 0 is the same as the last line. And in order to make for visual comparison, I set all the scale here is the same. Now, let's specifically look at the highest one in each historical nitrogen plot. In the 0, you can see the highest one about 80 ppm. In historical is 84, the highest one about 120. But in historical is 336, the highest one about 200. So the conclusion from that is higher our historical nitrogen management have a higher net soil mineralization rate. Now let's look at some interaction. The first interaction to see the treatment nitrogen will have interact with the historical nitrogen. As you can see, in the 0 historical nitrogen rate and treatment nitrogen rate go to the 336, they can promote about 30, 40, but go to the 80 historical nitrogen, they can promote about 70. Go to historical nitrogen at 336, they promote about 100. Now, let's look at three-way interaction. Actually, the slope here is interaction between the treatment and sampling day. And they are different between the historical nitrogen rate. Again, the flat slope indicates there's not many priming happens. But go to the 300 historical nitrogen rate, slope becomes deeper, which indicates more priming happens. So all two-way, three-way interaction go to one point is, in a historical nitrogen 336, might provide larger labile nitrogen pool for synthetic nitrogen plant. Now go to the second result from tobacco research side. we have 2013 here. As you can see, the same trend here from increasing treatment license 0 to 140 to 280, passive increase net mineralization rate. But it's not always passive. Let's look at the data from 2012 here. If we treat the zero line as the baseline, as you can see, there's not much difference between these 2 years baseline. But in 2012, there's not much difference between 0 and 140. But when we increase the nitrogen treatment, we decrease actually the line below the zero line, which indicates the negative thing happens. We're still working on mechanism. But the one thing, as everybody can remember, 2012 is super dry season. In Kentucky, from May to September, we only get 400 millimeters. But 2013 is super wet. We over 700. So the conclusion is really straightforward. The impact of synthetic nitrogen on this soil mineralization might depend on the amount of rainfall. Go to our summary. Summary one, straightforward. Synthetic nitrogen can change soil nitrogen mineralization in our agricultural production systems. Then, this impact depends on rainfall, depends on the application. The third one comes from the core study. And build up the soil organic matter from a historical high nitrogen might provide a larger for synthetic nitrogen priming than some novel historical nitrogen input. Just one more slide, and no data here. I wanted to show you my feeling when I deal with my project. And when I prepared for this conference, I got 2012 tobacco data. I'm okay. I was fantastic. I got results. But only recently, I get the 2013 data from tobacco and coal. I was so surprised how historical nitrogen has effect, how the rainfall nitrogen has totally reverse effect. Chinese famous say, the frog and the bottom of the well only see one part of the sky. At the time, I realized I'm in the same position as this frog, only see one part of the story. Therefore, I questioned myself, how about the different soil type? Because our soil type only Mori soil, Sionan. How about our sandy soil? And how about the different forms of synthetic nitrogen? We use ammonium nitrate. How about urea? With that, I would like to thank to this, my wonderful research team, wonderful people, my lab technician, Tom Smith, my field technician, Jeff Smith, because a lot of work working on this project. We installed about 1,500 tubes in these 2 years. And most important, thank you for your attention. Any questions? Sometimes it's hard to get a tube from the weedy field, as you can see.
Maddie, one quick question.
Yes.
Thank you for the treatment. The effect of nitrogen fertilizer can affect the nitrogen mineralization in two ways. One could be the direct effect, which is a priming effect, or it could be through the crop residues, including the roots. How can you, in your research, distinguish these two effects? Was that the effect because of the more crop residues, more roots, and through mineralization of those sources, or was the pure effect on the soil organic matter?
No, the question I think I understand is whether this negative effect is because of the plant residue can fix the nitrogen or not. Until now, and I didn't want to give you a negative priming effect because when I do this, it's according to the nitrogen balance. And our method has limitations. We cannot control denitrification. We cannot control waterization. So that's the reason I use net soil mineralization rate. So we don't know, actually. And I already do actual study for this. My actual study is I use high rainfall. I take tube into the lab. I use the high rainfall simulation and the low rainfall simulation. I do find the organic in the soil have changed in the high rainfall go down, which indicates in our 2013, why we have higher soil mineralization might be because of the rainfall. They continue push the soil organic to release. Another thing is, the rainfall can bring the soil, can bring fertilizer nitrogen go to every part of the soil, which might make this fertilizer even contribute into the soil, colon, might promote some things happen. Thank you. Good question.
Thank you, Kevin. Excellent job.
Thank you.